Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This is the Dale and Keith Show.
My informed opinion is that Tom Brady is not going to retire.
Oh, yes.
Unless there's a radical change of course, not going to play here either.
What? No!
I have spoken to Dale Arnold.
I guess when you've been in 20 years of sports, there's a lot of storylines. So I'm happy to still have them because that means we're still doing relevant things.
Rich Keith.
I told myself I'd never pick this team again.
I'm with it in the shape pick.
Cowboys laying three tonight.
This guy sucks.
Dale and Keith, middays.
So many thoughts.
Okity dokity cokity.
On the WEEI Sports Radio Network.
Hour number three, Dale and Keith. It's a Friday, so Andy Hart is here. Mutt in for Dale today.
Yeah.
We have our week in review coming up at noon 30.
How come I don't get like a little phrase?
What do you mean a phrase?
Wednesdays with Wiggy.
Say something
it's got
relevant.
The alliteration.
Yeah.
Come
on. Say something
about
worthy
the name, Numbnut. You've already said something relevant, and it wasn't very good.
Friday.
Des Bryant's better than AB. Good
if
call.
It's relevant. It's
stick
good.
With it.
There's no
it's
alliteration.
Relevant.
No. There's no rhyme.
You can be
relevant.
Stupid and relevant.
It's relevant. It's good.
Harper. You've made stupidity relevant.
Harper
not
we'll
really.
Get to later in the day. And if I not,
you, know
you
what?
Can add that to the
you know
next
what?
Heartburn about how you didn't get a chance to do the
yes,
heartburn.
Yes, exactly.
Let's cool. We scrap heartburn. We're trying
we
to force
scrap
we're,
you.
We're forcing it. We have too much stuff.
Yeah, I know. We do have. If we lost yeah. one of our hosts, we might have a little more time.
Oh, that's a good
true.
Point.
Yeah. Mutt, go ahead.
It's a little wordy today.
Can I leave now?
It's a little bit. The show's a little busy today. With all these,
a little too much energy, a little too much talking.
And I hate that in a radio show, people have energy.
That's my favorite Twitter thing. Would you guys just shut up? Like, that'd be a tough show.
So, Michael Irvin, you think he'd be excited for Josh McDaniels and Tom Brady?
Yeah, I think so.
That would be the biggest. That would. We already think it would be the biggest story.
If Brady
left
to Dallas.
He goes to the Cowboys, the biggest fan base.
Biggest story. Yeah, America's team.
America's team. Tom Brady up on that.
America's
imagine
player,
the jerseys.
To America's team.
Imagine the Cowboys jerseys they would. Now, he can't wear 12,
that.
Right? Because that's Staubach.
They'd give it
Staubach
to him.
Would probably
they
do a personal, like,
yes.
I wouldn't do this for anybody else, but
you can
for
have
you,
it. Yes.
Tom, you and I were businessmen. You know, Roger Staubach has made more money than any other ex-athlete.
No, I don't. And I
Cliff Clavin
nor do,
here.
First of all,
I'm the
I
one
don't
talking
believe
too
you.
Much.
Yeah,
yeah right.
It's me.
Yep.
Well,
that's
you did
a stupid
say
thing
Dez
to say.
Was better than AB.
Yeah, that was also a stupid thing to say.
For the Patriots this year, yes.
Does anybody here
is this around the horn and you're awarding points for stupidity? That's 500 for Mutt.
All right, Pats, Chiefs. Anybody taking the Pats on Sunday?
Let's see. Who's the dumb one in the room?
Mutt,
what do you
Mutt.
Got?
I got like half a hand.
Oh, you're
here.
Half in.
Oh, don't pussyfoot through
in.
It.
And
here's why.
Oh,
you're either all in or all
right.
out.
Right.
So we did this last night with Wiggy. I asked him to walk me through what a Patriots win looked
well,
like.
Well, Wiggy could probably do that.
Oh, I could do that. You want me to do that? I mean, that's
no,
very simple.
I said Wiggy did it last night.
Okay.
I know. You are
very
you are simple, so
no, no,
I'm
no.
sure you could do it.
You are a simpleton, like a Peloton.
I think I just said that.
Yeah,
you,
no, you said simple. I
took your burn and used it
again. Better.
Yeah, exactly. Thank you, Wiggy. So there, I think you go back to defensively, what's the best part of this Patriot defense? It is their secondary.
Yes.
And for a lot of the times this year, thank you, Anderson, they've made plays in the secondary. They come up with a couple big plays on Mahomes, able to turn over and score defensively. That's how they get to plus 21. It's like a 24-21 game.
What do you do matchup-wise? Because that was one, I think Giardi had a tweet about it the other day, how he went back and was watching mm-hmm. like, the AFC title game and how they sort of changed some things up. You would think, you know, best receiver is usually Gilmore, but Tyreek Hill is such a different type of player. He's small. He's super fast. We had Devin McCourty on earlier, and he's so right. It's also Tyreek Hill's ability to get to top speed quicker than anybody else.
Yes.
It's wild. Like, when you see him catch a pass in the flat, and then he's immediately, his second step, he's already at, like, 20 miles an hour. I don't think Gilmore on Hill makes
no,
a lot of sense.
There's one matchup makes
Jonathan
sense.
Jonathan Jones on Hill?
Well, I'm going to go Gilmore on Kelce. Let's start
I
right
like
there.
That one.
Because Kelce's
rare.
Healthy yeah. now. He's been their yeah. best weapon offensively consistently.
Glad you read the six-pack on WEEI.com.
Let's erase Kelce from the game. Let's double team Tyreek Hill.
Right, with Jones and, like,
of course.
Safety over the top.
Yep.
And then if he's healthy, JC Jackson.
No, I would go Jones.
No, Jonathan Jones is the fastest guy they have.
Who's on Walker? Okay, yes, I'm out.
Walker's
going to
be
with
Gilmore now.
I'm agreeing.
Oh, no, I'm sorry.
Gilmore's on
Kelce.
Third
base!
I'm on J.C. Jackson on Watkins.
All right.
Who I think has two catches in his last 95 snaps. Thank you, Phil Perry.
Oh, that's a
just
good
ridiculous.
That's a good nugget.
He's been ineffective offensively.
I mean, yeah, McCourty said it. as you trickle down the matchups, you start to worry a little because guys like Hardman and Watkins do have potential to make
huge plays. Hardman will have one catch in the game. It'll be for 65 yards.
Yeah, remember Kareem Hunt?
That's just what it is. Like, that's all he'll do.
Kareem Hunt got them on that seam play down the middle. Hartman's making a similar play like that.
They, I think it was a I don't think this is really their nickname, but last time they were in primetime, the Chiefs were called the Legion of Zoom, which I really enjoyed because they're so fast. You don't like the Legion of Zoom? Anybody else?
I don't love
Legion of Zoom. Is this thing on? Am I talking to myself?
What's better, Legion of Zoom or Boogeyman?
D-minus.
I think Legion of Zoom
is better.
Can
they both be terrible at the
same time? Well, because they even like Damian Williams is like a sub-4-4 guy. Hardman, Hill, Watkins, Robinson. Like, they're the fastest team by far.
Is McCoy still fast?
No.
I don't think so.
No.
Belichick was hyping him up to Maloney earlier in the week.
He's more of a veteran, a crafty veteran now.
Like, their running back
situation.
He still
holds the ball way out here.
He does.
He's just asking for
and it's
a turnover.
Just a tease. Remember, we had last year in the regular season, we asked Lawrence Guy about that. If he ever gets pissed off because.
How could you not?
McCoy is just like dangling the ball in front of you.
He's taunting you with it.
And but he said it actually works. He thinks he does it intentionally because people then fixate on the ball.
Don't go for the tackle.
And then you don't tackle him because you were thinking about the stupid ball that's in front of your face.
I didn't think about that. And then Patrick Mahomes.
Did you just almost spit up water?
I did. I did.
He's all right.
It's okay.
He's fine now.
He fought through.
Patrick Mahomes, though, last year, obviously the MVP of the league. This year, it's
and
been a little bit more
up
and down.
And he's the flaw to your plan, Mutt.
What do you mean?
He doesn't turn the ball over. That's the flaw. Well, they don't turn the ball over at all. They're the same as you. You've turned it over 11 times. They've given it away 11 times.
They have not played this good defense around the league. The best secondary in the league is the Patriots secondary. And they've turned over a lot of people. The play Gilmore made a couple weeks ago against the Cowboys, he looked like a wide receiver making that play.
What did they do last week?
They struggled.
They were on the minus end.
Yes, they struggled. They had a situation early in the game where they had first and 10 from the 20, and they couldn't keep Deshaun Watson out of the end zone. I think McCourty won't say this. I think they're healthier this week. Collins plays a lot more. Van Noy plays a lot more. They're at home, which has been huge for them under this Belichick-Brady-Edelman combination.
They don't lose at home.
They really don't lose at home.
42 straight? No. With Edelman and
with those two guys,
Brady
yeah.
and so, against the AFC.
So that's my scenario of how they win.
So history says they'll win.
My problem is even – I was going to say, even against a bad defense, Kansas City might be a little bit better than they were earlier in the year.
Andy Reid thinks so. He said it on the conference call. Playing better.
So then I believe him. But
I always believe Belichick,
I don't know
too.
How many points the Patriots can score against any defense.
Well, they need a defensive touchdown. They need
not a blocked punt.
Or special teams,
special
whatever.
Either,
real, how about both?
Because I used to say, I'll say, give them short field and they'll score. Well, now, I don't know
short
about.
Short field, they move a yard and kick.
Scoop and score, somebody? Yes. Can you get in the end zone?
The Texans scored 28. The Ravens scored 37, although really 30 because the defense caused one there. But so you're talking about 28, 30 points. Kansas City, I don't think they're as good as Baltimore offensively. Just because I think
they
the
haven't
are,
been.
Familiarity right. helps the Patriots that way.
And
case,
I think the Patriots are better suited, as Mutt started out by saying, their secondary is so good. They're better off against a pass-happy team than a run-happy team.
Yes.
So, like, just that matchup alone, I think they're better. But I think even with some of the injuries and stuff that they've dealt with, Kansas City presents way more problems than Houston does.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
Right? Like, and
the
and
group
you
of weapons
four
is
touchdowns to them.
Way more dangerous.
Much,
way
much, much
more dangerous than what you have faced. Now, I will say, I think the one thing you left out, Mutt, I do think – if the Patriots don't get turnovers, they do not win this game.
I agree with you.
But I also think another factor is you got to get the offense from January. You got to be able to run the ball. Sony Michel rushed for 100 yards.
We disagree on that.
Both games last year. If you don't run the ball and control the game like that, I don't see
Now, they should be able to because Kansas City, that is the week you should run on them.
Yes.
Okay? What outside of the second half against the Redskins and then early in the game against the Texans – what gives you any faith, minus Devlin and Gronk, that guy, Sony Michel, can put together four good quarters, 100 yards, and a 37-minute time possession?
Fair question to ask, Mr. Mutnansky.
Yes.
But I will say, you brought up the most recent, that they started that game in Houston the way I thought they were going to keep going. Run the ball. They got in position, then they petered out in the red zone, and it's like they decided, well, I'll say we can't do that. And why? You got in position, you just didn't finish the job. Three of the last four games, Sony's been above 4.3 yards per carry, including both games with Isaiah Wynn back out there. They've had success running left to Isaiah Wynn's side over the last couple weeks.
Yeah,
you have to talk yourself into that because I would also turn the table on you. What gives you reason to believe the passing game can do anything?
Brady,
I don't
Brady,
like
Edelman, White. Like I've seen.
Yeah, but even
I
they sucked last
that.
Week
I've
until the game
that.
Was done. Sanu, and then they piled Sanu, up a bunch Sanu of yards.
Well, we argued about this earlier in the week. Keith, maybe you disagree. James White needs to be unleashed. Like, James White's playing.
Yeah, if you want to win,
he's
playing
34% of the snaps. Right. He played 58% of the snaps last year. Take the training wheels off.
He needs to play more.
It's now, don't worry about the injuries. I know he might get some cornerback matchups.
And that's what happened last week.
On the field for 6 out of 10 snaps.
It is weird how they use White, because Belichick, and whether he believes it or not, has always had the answer of, oh, you tell me when a player is going to get hurt, I'll make sure to have him off the field. Like, it's a great line. But, like, when Gronk was on special teams. Or there are certain guys that play a lot. Like, Edelman. Edelman, was it the Buffalo game? Or there was one game earlier in the year where you're like, you should probably sit Edelman. Like, he doesn't.
Yes.
He's not right. You should probably sit him out. But they play him. Like, the guys play. If they're healthy, they play. And yet James White is in, like, this weird, like, he does seem like he has a pitch count. So, like, it's not very consistent. So, if he's healthy enough to play, play him. Like, you know what? You can probably rest against Cincinnati. You can rest against Miami. You can rest, like, you.
Well, he
wins.
Has faded over the last couple years.
Yeah.
He would get to almost this point, and you'd be like, wow, he has 72 catches.
Right.
And then for whatever, oh, he tweaked his ankle.
And listen, you want him
same.
Ready for the playoffs, too. But now, all of a sudden, home field or even a first-round bye.
There's
or
two
the
games
division.
Left.
Like, all of a sudden, these are all in question.
For James
never
White,
were
there are
December.
Two games left. There are two.
Yeah.
The next two. The last couple weeks, you should be able to rest James White or put him on a pitch count again and get him set with a bye for the playoffs. These 2 weeks against Buffalo and Kansas City.
No, it's
in between.
Cincinnati's in the middle there.
Well,
but I got you.
Wish it wasn't.
It's Kansas City, Cincinnati,
don't
Buffalo,
let the facts
Miami.
Get in the way of that point, man.
Plow
on through.
No, but I'm definitely with you on that. All right, you can join the conversation, 617-779-7937. There's also a great thing coming out of Dallas. Speaking of Dallas after their loss last night, Jerry Jones does his weekly radio show down there. Guess it did not go particularly well today. So we'll get to that later on in the hour, but we got Week in Review coming up next here on Dale and Keefe Sports Radio, WEEI.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Kiefer Madness?
Kiefer Madness?
Yes, I'm ready for Kiefer Madness.
Kiefer Madness.
Rack that one up for Kiefer Madness, will you?
Is he going to talk about ducks wearing clothes and stuff?
What did you say?
Going to be like Kiefer Madness. He's going to be in a great build-up and then nothing.
Keefe's a nice guy.
Keefe's a nice guy.
Okay.
So screw you, Keefe.
Yeah.
Right. Screw you.
Right. Exactly. We don't need you.
Stupid jerk.
Need you.
Kiefer Madness. Rich Keefe is just that guy makes you rock.
Kiefer Madness.
I don't think this is one of the stronger segments.
It's like the first time you eat tacos in Mexico.
And so she said she was looking for some guy named Greg.
But who gets up at 2 o'clock in the morning and fixes spaghetti?
Patriots start phase 3 of their offseason program today.
Here we go. It is noon 30 on a Friday. Time for a week in review here on Dale and Keefe. We have Andy Hart and Mutt in the house. Yeah.
Also known as two people who won't be included in this.
Oh, that's not true, because look what we have. Look what we have
Mutt
right
made
now.
The cut,
the shoot.
And we both did.
Andy Hart and Mutt were together on Mutt at Night, and this is some of the magic that they have.
He runs like a built for night radio.
That's a take I never thought I'd hear anyone say.
Okay,
you're built for no radio because you sit here and tell me that it's a factor. You didn't play catch in the OTAs. The best quarterback of all time.
It is a fact. It would help the relationship. That is a fact. I believe that to be a fact.
Relationship.
How about that? You guys are very friendly at night?
I had a very high-ranking executive is now on two occasions said he really likes the Mutt-Hart chemistry.
Ooh, high executive.
Very, very high in the food chain.
How many of those do we have?
Not many. I'd say like...
Someone say too many.
Me and John are not that high up the chain.
No, you guys.
They like the chemistry of those two guys in there,
of the bosses. One of the bosses.
One of the bosses.
Corporate? While the show went on. No, local.
Look at
local.
You guys.
Local.
Wow, look at that.
So I mean, I'm like, tied to Mutt or tied to
Andy,
Mark James?
This Andy Hart question mark?
Andy Hart, you want to bail.
Pull it.
Get out now.
Paul, will you take me back? Please.
We had on Tuesday, we did a Kiefer Madness. There's a show on the History Channel called Kings of Pain, where there are these two gentlemen who just get stung by or bit by creatures to try to figure out what the pain index is, and they're trying to like formalize an index. So they'll take like a scorpion or a rattlesnake or whatever it might be and get stung by it.
What about a jellyfish?
Yes, they did that as well.
Because I got stung by one of those, it hurt.
What about red ants? Fire ants when I was a kid were very scary.
Some of the ants were brutal. So Steve D'Ossi was in with us on Tuesday, and so we asked him a very important question.
Now, Steve, do you guys remember a time where you were either stung by or bit by something that was super, super painful?
Sure. Yes, my ex-wife. Oh. What? Hey! See, I'm still safe because I didn't say which one. No. All right, so I'm good.
That's got to be the best part of having an ex-wife is the jokes, right? Everything is just, yes.
I should be smart enough not to say them on the radio.
They're wonderful. That could be just for us.
That is really perfect, though. Like that, you really can't.
And you
that.
Didn't tell him, did you? That wasn't written. That wasn't prepped.
No, he had no idea.
That was good. The timing was good. The delivery, he nailed the hell out of it.
He had no idea what was going on there, but that is good. And I would imagine you can bring that up at any time. Anybody brings up, like, what's worse than, and then you're ready for it.
Right.
You're ready for the joke right away.
So can I find this chart somewhere? The chart of the sting pain factor?
Yeah. We had that.
King's pain. I'm interested.
There was a certain kind of snake that was super high. Uh-oh. It's like on a scale of 30, and there was like a few in the 20s.
Do they have like the everyday bee?
I don't
know. Pretty much everyone is known about.
It's more obscure than that. Like, they had something called the Goliath Bird Eater. It was like a tarantula. It's like a spider called a bird eater. And they're like,
stay away from
so
that.
So then what they do is they just kind of put their arm out, and they wait for the thing to, like, crawl up it and just bite it.
So the Portuguese Man of War, they just do it intentionally?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. All of it's intentional. Ugh. It's a TV show. Yeah, you can watch
not
it.
Not for me. Nope.
This is like Jackass Goes Scientific.
Yeah. Big story this week was the Peloton ad. Right?
Yeah.
And we were talking about all kinds of
ridiculous
stuff as it relates
some
to
great
Peloton.
Great conversations off the air about that.
Yes, we
great
did.
Peloton conversation. It also reminded me of one of my favorite shows was that My 700-Pound Life. Just because we're talking about, you know, what if it was a bigger person on the Peloton? What if it was a smaller person, a medium-sized person? Well, you'll figure it out. Do you ever watch that My 700-Pound Life?
They get him to the hospital. They finally get him to the hospital. They like break doors down.
They break
the walls.
Cut
down.
A giant
they
hole get him in the side of his house.
And he's sitting there, and he's got like sheets on him or whatever, like the only thing that covers him. And they're like, they give him a salad. He was not having it.
Right.
They give him the salad. He goes, I want my cheeseburgers. And they go, listen, I know you got to try to eat our stuff. He goes, well, at least give me a lifesaver. What are you doing eating lifesavers? How many lifesavers have you had?
Keep eating.
All of them.
Boy. I saw another one.
That guy rest in peace.
Yeah, I saw another one. And it was a lady. And she doesn't understand why people. Yeah. She's basically making fried chicken from her bed. Picture this, right? We all love to eat in bed, right? I mean, I'll eat in bed, with the best of
them. Is that right? You sneak in some food
yeah,
there?
Yeah, I love to. You don't like to sneak in?
I don't eat food in the bed.
Okay.
Nope.
Right. I don't do it.
Well,
you've never lived.
Yeah. You haven't lived until you ate.
I don't do that.
You guys are like an anomaly here.
Is that a chime, by the way? Chiming in?
I believe it was.
But this lady had a fryer, like where you dipped it.
In her room?
In her bed. She's 700-pound, whatever, 600-pound.
Well, they're not very mobile. They got to kind of keep
and
it
all keep a George Foreman right next to your bed?
She's frying chicken from in her bed.
And it's barely a bed at that point. It's more just an area where like the mattress is on the floor.
We don't even know what's underneath them at that point.
It's scary though.
If they used him in the Peloton commercial, no one would be complaining.
Do you know how they weigh those people?
cow scales?
No, they literally put them on like a flatbed truck. They take them to like a weigh station, and then they subtract the weight of this truck.
Like the dump when you drive in and they weigh it and you drive out and they charge you by the pound.
Also, eating in the bed, no issue. Like a bowl of ice cream in bed? Summertime? Baby.
I haven't eaten in bed since college when I was in like a group home and you're like, I don't want to be out there right
now. Yeah, this is the only place I'm safe.
Michael Scott burned his foot on a George Foreman grill.
Yes, he did.
That was an issue.
Yes, he did. He likes the smell of bacon in the morning. So why not?
I can't believe you said you made fun of a person and then said, rest in peace.
Well, may they rest in peace. May they.
If the joke lands, it doesn't matter if they're dead or not.
Yes.
He did pass away, sadly, this guy.
He did?
Yeah.
I thought he lost weight.
No, he did not.
I don't think you're supposed to giggle when you say the phrase, he did pass away, sadly.
Well, no, I was thinking of something else.
Right.
That's what that was. We also talked about some of these places to see concerts. I forget how this came up. Was it there's the thing going in at Fenway, so that sort of got brought up. And then we were talking about other places that you can go and watch concerts here in Massachusetts.
Well, no, I actually love Xfinity.
It's too long of a ride for me.
Getting to sit on the lawn is one of the best experiences ever.
It's too long of a ride. Like a good lawn sit?
Especially during the summertime.
Good
are you kidding
lawn
me?
Really?
Yeah.
It's like going to
Gillette.
You're
not allergic to grass? Some people are. They get all like...
I don't want to sit on a lawn. Or Chris Stapleton, just hanging out on the grass, having a beer.
I would rather jump off in front of a bus. That sounds so awful.
This is not good times.
Shime is on the.
Telling me I gotta leave the house? I gotta sit outside on the grass, listen to country music.
Where your shoes?
You don't have to listen to country music. It could be somebody else. We could listen to Nickelback. That's where I saw Nickelback.
Good Lord, Shime, you're making it worse. And sit in the grass.
Shime, can I say something?
I'd love to hear it.
SPAC, which is up in Saratoga, they have the outdoor concerts. I saw Chris Stapleton last summer with my entire family, sat on the grass for the entire... What you just said, I lived, and it was unbelievable.
It's the best. I did it 2 years ago when he was at Xfinity.
Now, is it just the lawn that bothers you?
Everything about it.
I'm not a big live music guy.
The Paw Sox.
They have the outfield seating on the grass. But what if you went to the Paw Sox and just went and sat on the hill out there?
I don't really need to sit in the...
Little League World Series.
I mean, I'm not five. I don't need to go sit in the lawn.
Because I kind of agree with you, but I have enjoyed going with the family to the Paw Sox, and you're sort of just waiting for a home run. Everybody's hoping for a ball to be hit there.
So you're not going to be a park guy? Like, your daughter's going to want to go to the park and go, nah, it's outside.
I got to take her to the park, I suppose, but, you know, she can be on the jungle gym or whatever, and I can have a sit in, like, a chair, right? Or, like, a bench.
Yeah, they have Wi-Fi at the park.
Right? Wi-Fi. Grandpa. I can stream shows.
Yeah, go over there near the other kids.
Yep.
I've never been to Xfinity, so I don't know.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear
you
that.
You have not?
No.
It is. Wiggy's right about this. The drive and the traffic are...
Yeah, that's what kills
you. That's where you live.
That's what kills you.
You guys are
pretty much everywhere.
How about focused on yourselves.
Yesterday, Chris Shime gave us a bonus pick, and you're in luck because he's going to give us some more picks today at 1:30 because we have the whole three-headed monster from the winner's circle here. These guys are ready.
Winner's club.
That's right. Yep. These guys are ready to go. They're going to give you free money.
Oh,
and so during the year, whether it be Monday or Thursday, I'll often ask Shime, hey, Shime, you got maybe like a bonus pick?
Yes.
Like a bonus pick. Can you put some money in people's pockets before the week really gets going or the weekend really gets
going? Primetime Shime.
Yes, Primetime Shime. So how did he do yesterday?
This is the Shime Revenge Tour.
Ooh. The Revenge Tour starts now.
This is a revenge tour because I told myself...
I just whipped up some production here, Dale. You hear that?
Nice.
I told myself I'd never pick this team again,
right.
And here I am. I'm going to pick this team again.
Oh, no.
Because it's time they whip it into shape.
Oh, the whip it into shape pick.
It is, in fact, the time to whip it into shape. This team has not beaten a team with a winning record all year, but good for them. They're facing a team that's 500 tonight.
Not a winning record.
And we all know the Clapper always wins a couple games to keep himself in the good graces of Jerry Jones.
Easy.
Give me the Cowboys laying 3 tonight in Chicago.
Ow!
How'd that work out for you?
Oh, man.
Horrible.
That thing was ugly early,
from
too.
The beginning, it sucked.
No chance.
I knew I was dead.
Is that right?
When I placed a teaser on them. And I am now 0-6 on teasers.
You said 2 weeks ago on the podcast you gave up teasers.
Yeah, and I was so confident it was going to hit. I went for it, and I lost.
You don't meet a lot of gambling experts that are so reliant on the parlay and the teaser like Chris Shime. He is just all over the...
Clearly not on the teaser because I am terrible at them.
We got intervention?
Jump in there, please.
Intervention, Chris?
Real life, my addiction to betting on the Dallas Cowboys.
No, I'm calling you Chris now because it's serious conversation. Chris?
That's good.
Let's sit down and have a sit.
Go sit in the grass.
Chris Stapleton. And talk about maybe backing off the betting a little bit.
How about one pick at a time? Let's start there. I don't want to rip them like cold turkey. Like,
allow him to pick, but stop parlaying and teasing things.
All right, well, Mutt told us this week that his children's birthday presents are dependent on him hitting a parlay this weekend.
No, I said Christmas gifts. No, I said Seattle. I needed Seattle.
And he asked me in time if he had any gifts lying around.
Seattle minus the points. I needed them Monday night to save Thanksgiving. Okay, needed it.
Did you get a pumpkin pie after that?
No, we got through it. Now, yeah. Guess what? Christmas is still going to happen. Good congrats to them.
Good news is, though, I saved myself because I also bet the over, so we're good.
Just all he does is hedge.
Okay, don't
he
be ends that. Up, don't, he ends now up. He's the tout who's like, I'm also, you know what? I did have the over, though.
I'm not didn't sure tell you about this pick, but I had it. And
I think
so
it's time to stick with the Cowboys because they're due.
No, they're not.
They're due.
They're going the other way.
They are too talented. They're due.
I bet against them 2 weeks ago. You'd think I would have kept doing that. Nah, didn't do it.
Well, speaking of the Cowboys, Jerry Jones was on Dallas Radio this morning, and it did not go well. We have the audio of that, and we'll do that next here on Sports Radio WEEI.
It's like the first time you eat tacos in Mexico.
Waiting's the worst part.
It's a formidable looking wasp.
Now back.
He has been hoodwinked, bamboozled, led astray
to Dale and Keith.
Run amok and flat out to sea
on WEEI.
Back here on Dale and Keith, Andy Hart is here because it's Friday. Mutt is here because Dale is off. And owner of the Dallas Cowboys, Jerry Jones.
Also the GM.
And the GM. Wears many hats down there in Dallas. They, of course, fresh off of a loss last night to the Bears, despite what our guy Scheim had you believe about 24 hours ago. So Jerry Jones was on our sister station in Dallas, 105.3 The Fan, on something called KNC Masterpiece.
Oh, with the barbecue sauce.
It must be. I suppose that it is. And so they had Jerry Jones on. Let's see how it went.
What answer do you have for how this team is playing right now?
We're not playing very well.
Are you embarrassed? Are you embarrassed as an organization about how the team is playing?
Get your damn act together. You're set. Okay? Now, I'm we're going to have a good visit this morning, but settle down just a little bit.
I mean, as a Cowboys fan, Jerry.
A lot to go over. Now, go on with your question, but I'm going to give you the answers I want to give you this morning. And I don't like your attitude to come in. I've been traveling all night, and I don't have the patience to jack with you today.
I understand that, Jerry. I'm just saying, like, emotionally.
Let's get with it, and let's ask some questions.
All right.
That kind of question.
I'm so tired.
I like that. I'm not going to jack with you today.
I'm not going to jack
with you today. I didn't think it was that aggressive of a
question. Are you embarrassed? And he didn't. And I know, Andy, you always think I have a tone problem.
Yes.
There was no tone
no
issue
tone.
With this
He did
no?
not
gentleman?
Keep it. He did not keep it.
Well, I don't think I do either.
Get your damn act together.
How dare you?
I jack with you today.
How dare you? So this wasn't the part that he started to lose his mind, right? So there's another question here coming up. Because, again, I thought that was well within bounds.
Yes. I'm okay with
the
that.
The team, not only they lost to the Patriots, and Jones is really mad about that. Remember, that was making, like, national news. He was saying, like, they spend too much money, they invest too much time to be losing. And that was to the Pats.
The roster is too good to lose, yes.
Right.
Yes.
This was Mitchell Trubisky.
Right, but then they lost to the Bills, who turned out are pretty good, but they lose to the Bills on things.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Thanksgiving at home. Mitchell? And then the next game is Mitchell Trubisky in prime time. So I thought that was a very fair question. But Jerry didn't get any sleep last night.
And you also can hear from the questioner's voice that he immediately realizes, he's not happy. If he's not happy, I could be in trouble.
Let's hear what the follow-up was.
What would be your response to the fans who last night on social media said they felt like this team quit on Jason Garrett?
So what happened?
All right, that's it.
Jerry?
During this part of the interview.
Seems like he didn't want to answer that question, Kevin.
He also did answer some of the question, but he was swearing, and the producer had to dump him.
Oh, do we have that? I want that part.
We need the raw.
There must be some bleeping out. Why don't we have the part where he was like...
Isn't that available on streaming?
I don't know. They dumped it. On the streaming? I don't know. But
don't you get that online, even if they dump it?
We got it from the streaming. They dumped it.
Oh, how do you do that?
I thought
when you dumped on air, the streaming still heard it.
So Jerry Jones does the interview all the time.
Because the hosts act like they don't know that, the Wanders. You can say that all you want. The hosts are acting like the phone just went off the air.
So it's an act. It could be an act.
Well, there is a follow-up, though, because the program director comes on the air and joins the host, and they explain to everybody what happened.
I never thought I would say this, but we had to end the call due to a little bit of swearing. So that is kind of where it went right there.
We got our program director, Gavin Spittle, joining us right now.
What happens is that we have a delay system in the radio station, and when certain words are used, we hit the dump button and it cuts down. If you hit it twice in a row, which I had to do because of the two swears, that automatically cuts everything off of the radio station, minus the host. So we
hung up on Jerry?
We did, actually.
Holy crap.
Oh, my God.
We
did
it.
No.
Is that not a victory, then?
No.
Okay, hold on. Well, Gavin, as a matter of fact, we have Jerry Jones back right now. Jerry, how you doing?
Good. I had been talking all this time.
I'm sorry. Well, apparently that
certain had dropped.
Yeah, the certain word that got used, we had to, and the system kind of panicked a little bit. But I'm so glad that you're back. Thank you very much.
All right. Yeah, the guy was just celebrating that they.
I take it back.
Do we know what he said?
Hung up on him.
Tom Brady's not going to
there's
the Cowboys.
There's some quotes on Twitter.
What are they? What did he say?
I'm not looking at Twitter.
Just edit it out.
BS was one of them.
Okay.
Oh, that's boring.
Yeah.
He's usually more creative.
Does that happen here? So if we swear on the air, does it get somebody get cut off completely?
Ready? Here it is.
I'm not doing it.
Tom Curran's always on the line after we have to dump him still.
That's true.
That's a good point.
Do you have to dump him a lot?
Yeah, quite a bit.
Really?
Yeah.
He gets excited.
And Thursday night's over at Encore, where he gets his language a little salty, which we like.
Like a loose clubhouse.
Like his podcast. I heard him on that swearing a little bit.
Yeah.
But Jerry Jones, very, very sensitive.
So the host's reaction is interesting to me.
You're talking about K and C masterpiece?
Yes. Okay. I don't know which is K and which is C and which one's the masterpiece.
Nah,
but
that's hard to say.
The initially clearly are a little... caught off guard. When he calls their bluff on the first question, they seem a little nervous.
Yes.
And then he's taking a victory lap saying, we hung up on him. Yay! Woo!
Oh,
I don't think that's...
Oh, actually, he's back.
Problem.
Jerry,
we apologize. That was the system freaked out.
Get your damn act together.
I love when the program director's got to come on the air.
He comes on the
air.
Hey, guys,
this is Gavin, program director.
Have you experienced that, Mud at Night?
Not on the air, no. No.
Pops on the air. No. Yeah, this is what happens.
Because I have to think.
Filthy words.
Andy Hart said something.
It's a major business relationship. I mean, the owner of the Cowboys.
He
goes on every week.
Isn't this the show that he's on every single week, I assume?
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't have the patience to jack with you today.
What does that mean?
Well, I don't know.
He says a lot of things.
They didn't dump that, so apparently that's on the up.
I hear that accent. I just default to Vanderbeek and Varsity Blues. I don't want your life.
Exactly.
Like, that's just my default. Sorry.
So there's the latest from Jerry
Jones.
I
don't have the patience to jack with you today.
Normally, he likes to jack.
No. We go back to
jacking today.
Nope, not happening. Turn our attention back to the Patriots and the Chiefs on Sunday. Also, Tom Brady. Karen Gregan weighs in with an article that gets some quotes from Tom Brady Sr.
Interesting.
Ooh, very interesting
quotes. So we'll get to all of that here coming up in your phone calls as well. It is Dale and Keefe, Andy Hart, and Mutt, Sports Radio WEEI.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.